love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Yes, great to always have you with me on this beautiful, beautiful daily faith boost where we get to talk about God's word, get stirred, get inspired, get energized. I believe you're always energized and that's why you're here. Glory to God. I see it always as a privilege to be on this other side of your device, you know, just bringing God's word to you. Are you enjoying this series? Okay. Sitting at the table, because the table is prepared, all right? So we're going to dig in, dive in. Just, I mean, I would like to believe, okay, that this is stirring up a quest somewhere on your inside. And maybe you've been asking action point. What's your action point? It should, all right, amongst other things, stir up a quest. What really belongs to me? What's mine? What's available for me? Okay, so yes, we're digging into the 23rd Psalm. But hey, what's your own quest? Okay, is there something your faith is out for? And you're like, hey, I need to take advantage of it. I need to get the best of this. I need to move into, you know, the fullness of the blessing of God in this area where I'm concerned. And all we've been wanting to do here is, hey, do not rest. Do not relent. Do not relax. So many things God has actually made available for you. So many things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we'll pick up again from the 23rd Psalm. So today we will be reading the Amplified Bible. All right. So let's go. So the Lord is my shepherd, to feed, to guide, and shield. All right. I shall not want to put those in parentheses. So I'll take them again. The Lord is my shepherd, in parentheses, to feed, guide, and shield. Please note, feed, guide, shield. I shall not lack. Verse 2, he makes me lie down in, all right, parentheses, refresh, tender, hallelujah, green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. He restores, well, permit me, I skipped. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him, not for my earning, all right. Not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil. For you are with me, your rod to protect and your staff to guide. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My brimming cup runs over. Surely, or only goodness and mercy. That's how the Amplified Classic puts it. Surely or only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling place. Okay, is anybody saying please read it again? Okay, I think I should read it again. All right, from verse 1, the 23rd Psalm, the Amplified Classic. The Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. He makes me lie down in, all right, fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me beside the still and restful waters. He refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him, not for my earning it, but for his name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me, your rod to protect, your staff to guide. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My brimming cup runs over. Surely, or only goodness, mercy, unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling place. It's so beautiful. Like super, super, so beautiful. And like I've had to encourage, if you don't mind, if you can, you could maybe take a verse, maybe the first verse. And if you can, write the 6 verses here. Talk them to yourself a couple of days and a couple of times each day, if you don't mind. In here is protection. In here is provision. In here, all right, there's pleasure, there's rest, there's healing from hurts. In here is a refocus on God. In here is a talk about a fresh anointing. In here, this psalm, just 6 verses, guys. I mean, how could just 6 verses encapsulate so much? But that's the beauty of this 23rd psalm, and it's God's gift to the church. All right, please, if you remember how we began this whole series from last week, My Lord, My Shepherd, if you're just joining us this week, kindly just scroll down. All right, please, you could just scroll down, just click back, or Morning Faith Boost. It takes you to the full package, just in case all you have is this link. And then it you see everything. All right, and yes, good news. All right, we're almost at 100, all right, episodes. And wow, glory to God. Glory, glory to God. Amen. Praise God. So thank you for, you know, being there. Praise God. You and I have got to understand the blessing. Okay, so please go back if you can to listen, all right, to that beautiful episode we did last week, My Lord, My Shepherd, and see the importance of the ministry of the shepherd and how that Psalm 23 is for us today. Jesus in John 10 declared he is the good shepherd. And if you want to know one of the things Jesus is still doing for you right now, he is still your shepherd. Yes, he is. And that's why you have the Holy Ghost to guide, to lead. I mean, Jesus has provided every single thing for us. Good news is he died so that his will, all right, the New Testament could be in force, and then he resurrected to be Lord and administrator over the covenant to ensure everything he said is yours. So don't lose anything. Don't skip anything. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 I want to introduce 2 words to us today. One is soteria, the other is sozo. Okay, soteria, sozo. We're going to quickly see one portion of the Bible that I believe most of us are familiar with. And that's where you could find both of them just smiling at you, all right? Yes, in Greek, of course, you get to read them up here in Hebrew. So I'll switch to the King James and read Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, all right? Verse 9 and 10, here it goes. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'll take that again, all right? It says that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. If you confess and believe, you shall be saved. All right? For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Question here is, saved from what? Salvation from what? All right? So somewhere in our minds, we grew up just thinking, this is all about making heaven. All right? Now that I've confessed Jesus as my Lord, hey, I'm a candidate of heaven. I might have a rough, horrible, you know, funny life here, down here, but I'm just gonna have it tough, all right. And then, hey, at the end of the movie, you know, before the villain in this movie kills me, I'll just have the trumpet just blast, and hey, I made it! Woo, glory! No. So the word salvation here, okay, is the word soteria. And then the word saved is the word sozo. So I just, now the meaning is usually what I want to give to us, not actually the Greek words, because yeah, you could quote the word and lose the revelation, but hey, if you could have both, the better. Is that all right? All right, so that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, all right, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from dead, you will be saved, all right? Sozo there, saved, sozo. Right, for the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, soteria. So both meaning deliverance, please understand this, preservation, welfare. All right, it communicates a complete package. That's what these words communicate. Sozo, soteria, saved, salvation. It's not just, okay, you will be fine in the sweet by and by, all right, after the devil's like kind of like messed you all up here on earth. No, it is a package, total, complete, well-being. You are rescued. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you understand this? Now, you and I, therefore, have got to, based on the understanding we get from these two words, realize the moment I confess Jesus as my Lord, I got delivered. I got rescued. I got saved. From what? So Colossians, in the first chapter of the book of Colossians, I like to pick it from verse 12. It says, giving thanks unto the Father, who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Don't forget, 2 days ago, we talked about inheritance, talked about Mephibosheth, right, and how that David elevated him, took him from Lodabar, and set him on the table to eat with the princes, the sons of the kings, equal rights of share. Same God did to us, taking us, all right. And we see that here. God picked us from death. We see we see here, and then we had seen in Ephesians chapter 2, we're dead and we're made alive with Christ and made to sit. We're made joint heirs. So Colossians chapter 1 verse 12 here says, giving thanks unto the Father who has made us meet to be partakers, to be sharers again, equal sharers, all right, of the inheritance of the saints in the light. So the saints, the people in the light, they have an inheritance. So you listening to me, you child of God, you have a share in that inheritance. You're a partaker. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. So if you're not full, it's because you're not eating. And the only way to eat is to know once again what's on the menu. All right, what's on the menu. So if they say, hey, lunch is served, or dinner is served, or the table is set, and then you stay back in your room eating some crackers, it's not because the table isn't set. You know, there's this story, you might have heard of it before, all right? This man had to take a journey, and then there were no planes and all, so everybody had to travel, all right, by sea. So I guess it was, let's say, if I still have the story correctly, but let's say it was moving maybe from like England to somewhere in America. Somebody was taking a far journey, all right? Maybe it was going to Australia, some far journey that would take him months. Okay, so he had to, you know, just scrounge around to put, all right, all, you know, amount of money, just, you know, scrape and scrub and all, just to get the money together for the trip. All right, so finally, he's able to pay for that, you know, trip that would take him a couple of months. So, okay, how's he going to survive? He bought himself some crackers. Said, okay, so I'm fine, I'll survive. So each time it was time to eat, all right, the meal time, or maybe they made the announcements or rung a bell, or however they must have done it on that ship, he'll find its way, all right, somewhere, you know, on the deck of the ship and just eat his crackers quietly, carefully, nobody seeing him, all right, and then always had this posture of, you know, I'm fine, I don't need to go eat, but just all because he couldn't admit to anyone that I don't have the funds for the food. All right, so they've been on ship for quite a number of time. And then the penultimate night, all right, he's you know, he's up again, and someone meets him and says, I notice that all through this trip you do not come to dine with us. We don't see you. And he said, well, to be very candid, all I could make available for myself was just the fare, all right? Not, you know, feeding, just what would be enough for me to get on the ship and get to my destination. So I've had to make other arrangements. And the man said, could I please see your ticket? Said, oh, I even have right here in my maybe breast pocket or, you know, something. He brought it out and the man said, see, all right, your meal is covered, you know, covered. The ticket covers your meal the entire trip. Woo! If you were the man, how would you feel? Like, no! All right, let me stop. Like, no way. Like, no, not at all. No, no, no. All right, but sad story. But that happens to, you know, a whole lot of us. And then you find that the more you keep reading, the more things are opened up to you. You've got to know. So this ticket we have called salvation, guys, is not just, hey, I have a first class ticket to heaven. Oh, I'm going to make it when a trumpet sounds. No, the ticket covers your trip. It covers your meal. It covers everything. So it's salvation. It's soteria. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for how you bless us with revelation in this program. I believe, son, God bless. Even if you heard the story before, I believe it just refreshed you right now. Amen. So God has blessed us. So it's beautiful. So if Colossians again, chapter 1, or verse 12 says, giving thanks. Hallelujah. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. Giving thanks unto the Father who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Bible says in verse 13, and this is where we're going with soteria, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us, all right, into the kingdom of his dear son. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. NLT says, for he has rescued us, hallelujah, from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son. I would like to read for you the Passion Translation. I know you'd love to hear it. He has rescued us completely from the tyrannical rule of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom realm of his beloved son. I'll take that again. He has rescued us, all right, completely from the tyrannical rule of darkness. Hallelujah. And he, all right, has translated into the kingdom realm of his beloved son. You would like to also hear the message transition. It says, God rescued us from dead-end alleys and dark dungeons. Message is actually quite poetic, all right? God rescued us from dead-end alleys and dark dungeons. He set us up in the kingdom of the son he loves so much. This is so beautiful. So you and I have been rescued. You and I have been delivered. All right, we're being delivered from the tyrannical rule of darkness. NIV says we've been rescued from the dominion of darkness. Rescued. So listen, guys, it's not just, oh, rescued from going to hell. That's not what it says here. It says rescued from the dominion of darkness. Rescued from the tyrannical rule of darkness. Rescued, guys, rescued from the power of darkness. Sin, sickness, all right, disease, death, and poverty. These things are the powers of darkness. You like say how? Because in Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, we see Bible clearly tells us that through Adam's sin, all right, or through Adam's disobedience, sin entered into the world and death entered by sin. So that death spread upon all men. You understand that? So through Adam's disobedience, sin entered the world. And death, all right, that death is what, you know, we see in Genesis chapter 3. God told Adam, all right, in chapter 2, the day you eat of this, you will die. And then chapter 3, when Adam had disobeyed God, God said, see, the ground is cursed for your sake. God told the woman, see, the kind of pains you're going to have. Hey, you guys are going to have to sweat before you could eat. All of that was not the Eden blessing, all right? It was the curse of disobedience. Please understand that it wasn't the Eden blessing. It was a curse. So this, the disobedience empowered the death, empowered the devil to rule, to reign. Hallelujah. And then Jesus comes and he reverses the curse. Glory to God. Jesus comes to reverse the curse. He delivers us from the power of darkness. So that means he delivered us from death and the effects of it, okay? He delivered us from death, all right? Someone says, oh, I know a young man, and he just graduated from school. He was just about to get his first job, and then he was hit down by a car, da-da-da. And then, you know, many horrible stories. Listen, death. And many things you hear on the media, they just put fear in us such that if care is not taken, and most times this is what happens to many believers, we think like the rest of the world. We fear what they fear. You know, we anticipate what they anticipate, but we're not them. We have been delivered. Please understand this. From the power of darkness, you and I have been delivered. We've been rescued. All right. TPT again says, rescued completely from the tyrannical rule of darkness and translated us into the kingdom realm of his beloved son. NIV, he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into, and please see this, we were not just delivered, we've been translated. You got that? You and I were not just delivered, we've been translated. So what we're dealing with, soteria, all right? Soteria, that package. And why are we bringing that here? Because you need to understand that that package is what is descriptive of what's on the table. What's on the table? What's on the table? The table is loaded with benefits. So soteria is a package. It's, well, so you don't just say, well, let me take from this table, go into heaven, all right, and then leave the rest to whoever is interested. No, everything is for you. Like we read yesterday, all things are ready. All things. Are you getting this now? All things are ready. So we've not just been delivered, we've been translated. We've not just been delivered from, we've been translated into. I'll give you an example. You've not just been delivered from sickness and disease. You've been translated into a kingdom of health. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do you understand that? You've not just been delivered from death. You've been translated into the power of life. So you've not just been delivered from failure. You've been translated into success. You've not just been delivered from victory. From defeat, rather. You've been translated into victory. You've got to have this in mind. That I've been taken out of something. I'm not in limbo. I'm not hanging. I've been taken out of something. I've been brought into something else. All right. Like that was the assignment, all right, that Moses had with the children of Israel to get them out of Egypt into the promised land. They were not supposed to hang. The wilderness wasn't God's perfect plan for them. Yes, in the wilderness, they enjoyed protection, preservation, all right, provision and all, but it wasn't the perfect plan for them. They were to come out to go in. Come out to go in. Come out to go in. You have to keep that in mind. That's God's plan. Come out to go in. And that's what he's done for us. Colossians 1:13 should be a reality to you right now. He brought us out to take us in. He has brought us out. And he has. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I could give you a minute. Could you just praise him? Thank you, Father. Thank you. Because you brought us out and you have taken us in. You delivered us. You delivered us, rescued us completely from the tyrannical rule of darkness. You delivered us from the power of darkness. You rescued us from the hands of the enemy. And you brought us into the kingdom of love, into the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of peace, into the kingdom of grace, into the kingdom of victory. That's what in this kingdom, oh Father, we thank you. Because we see in your word that it's a kingdom where we have joy. Joy and joy forevermore. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I believe someone is excited about that, all right? So we see the Bible telling us in the book of Isaiah, all right? Isaiah chapter 12 and the third verse, Isaiah 12:3. Don't forget we're talking about soteria and sozo, all right? Salvation and saved, all right? And I said it's a package. So Isaiah chapter 12 and the third verse says, therefore, I'm reading King James, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. So what Isaiah does here is to give us another analogy, which is still in line, all right? It's still, you know, right with scripture, because in John chapter 4, Jesus talks to the woman about the well, okay? So there is a well of salvation. So just the same way we say, oh, the table is filled with blessings, Isaiah says the well is filled with great things. So with joy, you're going to draw water. So you want healing, draw with joy. Protection, draw with joy. Preservation, draw with joy. So grumbling and murmuring and complaining, you know, would not help you. All right. In case you follow on, you know, social media, Instagram or Facebook, right, you would have seen from yesterday's post the encouragement. Don't go about grumbling, complaining about the things which you haven't received. And, you know, we had mentioned that to you in the broadcast also. Please, guys, let's give attention to what the word says we have. So you and I have salvation. Say, I'm saved. Glory to God. Say, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. You saved from what? From the power of darkness. All right. And I don't forget, and I've just not been brought out. I've been taken in. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. I've not just been brought out. I've been taken in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So my entire journey in this life is basically victory. Oh, but I have issues. I have things happening to me that are not palatable. Yes, yes, yes. But you've got to again stay with the word of God. Jesus in John chapter 16 and the 33rd verse. You've got to read this, all right? I'd like to pick it from the King James and then do the Amplified. Jesus said in John 16, 33, that these things I've spoken unto you that you might have peace. He now said, in the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. In the world, all right, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So let me read the Amplified Classic. It says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. So in Christ, you and I have perfect peace and confidence. And I said, in the world, all right, in the world, you have tribulation, trials, distress and frustration. Yea or nay? All right, yea. All right, but hey, please see where the focus should be. Again, it says, in the world, you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer, in parentheses now, take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world. Hear the last part in parentheses. I have deprived it of, all right, of power to harm you, and I have conquered it for you. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'll read that last part again. It says, I have overcome the world in parentheses now, bracket. All right. I have deprived it of power to harm you and I've conquered it for you. This is Jesus speaking to you and I saying, I've overcome the world for you. Glory. Glory. All right. I wish I could actually just, you know, run around, you know, run a quick lap, maybe around your chair or table in case you're sitting somewhere if you could, or just go, woo, hallelujah. Jesus has overcome the world. Jesus has deprived the world of its power to harm me. Jesus has conquered the world for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, God's final word for you and I, no matter what we go through, is victory. All right? Don't forget, you've been brought out and taken in. So I have left the power of darkness. I've been brought into the kingdom of God's dear Son. In this kingdom, you and I have victory. So it says, with joy, draw water from the well of salvation. Why we joy? Listen, it's like you've been hungry, all right, for a while, and then you hear lunch is served or dinner is served. You're going to get to the table with excitement, all right? So in as much as you might feel, oh, but I've been experiencing some defeat in my life right now, now you see you have victory. So go to the table with joy. You get that now. With joy, you will draw water, okay, out of the well of salvation. With joy. With joy. With joy, you will draw water. With joy, hallelujah, glory to God. With joy, you will draw water out of the well of salvation. So 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and the 14th verse. Please listen to this. It says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place. Thanks be unto God, which always causes us, all right, to triumph in Christ. Thanks be unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Passion Translation says, God always makes his grace visible in Christ, who includes us as partners in his endless triumph. Hey, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who includes us as partners in his endless triumph. NIV says, but thanks be to God who always leads us, all right, as captives in Christ's triumphal procession. Not captives like you are slaves, but it's saying that there's a dance parade, you know, like when you finish all them Roman, you know, victors, when they finish and then they parade and say, oh, see my trophies, oh, see what I've done, oh, see the people I've rescued, see the things I've brought out. And we are his show of victory, his show. All right. So he gives us one level of victory after another. It's just us jumping from victory to victory. Now, thanks be unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The contemporary English version says, I am grateful that God always makes it possible for Christ to lead us to victory. I am grateful. Aren't you grateful? I am grateful that God always makes it possible for Christ, to lead us to victory. This is so beautiful, guys. It is so, like, super, super beautiful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And 1 Corinthians, we're going to round up on that. Chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians and the 57th verse simply says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll just make mention, you know, of 1 John 5:4. It says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Guys, the goodness of God is available. So walk through your day asking. So I've been saved from what? Into what? So from what now? Into what? So I say, I'm saved. Yeah, I know I'm saved. But from what? And then look at the things around you. All right? You say lack. You say, no. God makes all grace. Remember where we ended last week? Yeah, I was going to read that today, but we'll skip that till tomorrow. God makes all grace abound towards me, so that in all things, at all times, having all I need, I abound. All right? I've been delivered from poverty into prosperity. I've been delivered from sickness. Yeah, he took my infirmities, carried away my sicknesses by his wounds. I'm healed. Come on. You're rescued from what now? From what? Tell yourself now. From what? And moved into what? You were not just rescued to hang in limbo. You were delivered from something to be put into something. Taken out from something into something. Taken out from something into something. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let us fill your day and do have a blessed day. See you tomorrow. Praise God.